Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
And this morning, nako, makakasama natin ang isa sa mga kababayan natin, Filipino Aussie. Ginawan din ang paraan ano, na maipakilala ang ating galing sa pamamagitan ng pagpa-perform. At yan ay sa pamamagitan ng isang musical. Mamaya i-reveal natin yung buong detalye, pero ipakilala muna natin ang ating bisita ngayong araw. Walang iba kundi si Zion Laliana. Hi, Zion.
That
good morning.
That was a great introduction. That was such a good introduction. Hi, welcome. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And kung matatandaan ng ating mga kababayan, a few months ago, nagkaroon tayo ng maraming guests dito sa Love Down Under, yung mga sumabak para sa isang karaoke singing competition. And Zion was one of them. And isa siya sa mga finalists ng singing competition na ito. And how was it, Zion?
It was a really, really great experience. Having the crowd was just fantastic when I got up to sing. Well, when everybody got up to sing, the crowd was just electric. It was so much fun, and I was a finalist, yes. But the person who won just like really deserved it. I really think that he was a great singer, so he really deserved that win. But yeah, having all my friends there was really, really fun. So
yes, and I think lahat kayo deserving naman don sa mga naging performance ninyo sa stage. Binigay ninyo lahat at napanood ko rin mga kabayan yung naging performance nila. Kasi tayo mga Pilipino, sinasabi nila karamihan ano, majority sa atin ay magagaling kumanta or loves singing. And although may ibang sinasabi na hindi sila kasama don sa majority na yon, pero I'm sure nasa puso ng maraming Pilipino ang pagkanta and pag-awit. And this time, ito, ating alamin sa ating bisita ngayon na si Zion, yung kanyang naging journey para naman makamit yung kanyang iba't ibang mga opportunities na meron, ang napakalalaking opportunities na syempre nakaka-proud din para sa ating mga Pilipino. And Zion, ilang taon ka na ba?
Ngayon? I am 16 years old.
16. And kailan ka nag-start ma-in love sa music?
I fell in love with music when I was a kid. My family is a group of performers, so I could never really escape music. Or could never really escape singing, really, because my mom like really loves to sing and she taught me how to sing. So yeah, that was just a great way to grow up, having a family like that. So yeah, and with musicals, I fell, because I'm doing a musical now. So I fell in love with musicals, I think when I was like 7 or 8. The first one I saw was Les Miserables. And by the way, a 7 year or 8 year old kid should not be watching a musical about the French Revolution. So, but yeah, I fell in love with that when I was a kid, and you know, being able to grow up and be a part of this was a dream come true. Really, you know, it was just like so fun to be in a room with those people. Yeah.
Wow, so musical, grabe, no? Yun yung naging parang foundation mo, yung love mo for musical. Pero what about musical? Ang nagustuhan mo? Ano yung part doon na naging interesting para sa'yo?
I think the way that they tell a story through a song, through music, and in like regular music, they do tell like some stories and they sing. But in musicals, it's just more storytelling in their songs. And also, like, you know, I have to mention Lea Salonga, Miss Saigon. Yeah, she's just like absolutely fantastic, and yeah, she's an inspiration for me, because having a Filipino in Broadway and in America being that successful, it's really inspiring for a Filipino like me. So yeah, just like the way they tell stories through music and like the dances and the whole overall feeling in a theater is just really, it's just an experience that can't be matched. That's like live, yeah.
Tama. And I know sa ganitong industriya, iba pa yung performing on stage. Iba yung effort ano pag nagpe-perform sa stage compared sa syempre kapag nasa movie, or iba pa rin yung kapag sa music or sa singing lang. Pero dahil may iba na rin tayo mga na-interview before na mga nasa teatro and sa mga ganitong klase ng industry, madami silang effort. And with you, ano, paano ka naman ngayon nag-transition from singing karaoke to musical? Ano yung mga naging changes? Paano ka naghanda?
Well, I've always loved singing musicals ever since I was like 11 or 12. Yeah. I've always loved singing musicals. I think I sing better when it's a musical, honestly. Wow. But yeah, it wasn't really a big change from musicals to, like, from singing to karaoke to musicals. So not that much of a change, but mm-hmm. you know, but I think it's the more the feeling that you have to emit when you're singing a musical song, because every single song always has a feeling attached to it because of the context of the story and like the way that song is used in the musical. So it's just kind of a different way of performing on stage.
Does it require you to be a good dancer to be in a musical as well?
Yes. Ooh. Oh my goodness, yes. our wonderful choreographers Romina and Lauren have really pulled out all the stops on this musical. On the first day of rehearsal, the entire ensemble, the entire cast, had to do this very big elaborate dance for our first opening number, Arabian Nights, and it was just absolutely fantastic. It was so good on the first day of rehearsals, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely going to be great. And I had to learn this dance for one of my songs early in the show, and I was having so much trouble with it, but they're really great, they're really helpful, they're great. Great people, just absolutely fantastic, very talented people. And yeah, you really have to learn to dance for musicals, especially in this part. So it's really tough.
Yeah. Wow. So ang dami palang nangyayari sa likod, behind the performance. Really have to prepare for it. So dancing, singing, and you have to memorize everything.
Yeah. We really, I think the play is like an hour long, and there are a lot of lines I have to remember being the lead. So I have to memorize so many lines, and I actually need to get ready on that. So,
right.
Yeah. So we had this month and the entirety of next month, it scripts down. So we're going to run through the entire thing. But mm-hmm. But with the cast we have and the directors we have and the musical director, it's just, I think it's going to come, it will come together very, very greatly. They're just a great bunch of people.
Yes, and that's amazing to hear. And to those who's listening sa atin ngayon at nagtataka, ano ba tong musical na pinag-uusapan ng dalawang ito? And as I've mentioned kanina sa introduction natin, si Zion po ang napili sa lead role ng Aladdin Musical Junior. Hindi ba at nakaka-proud naman yon? Dahil siya mismo ang gaganap bilang si Aladdin. And how does that feel?
It was a really, really great experience getting that call. I remember I was in the audition room. I was very, very nervous because these are a bunch of people I didn't know yet. And, you know, it was my first audition for something outside of, like, my school. And it was, like, a pretty professional production. They've been going on for, I think, about 4 years now, like, since 2020. So, yeah, it was very nerve-wracking getting in there, singing and doing my sides. But After getting the role, it was just such a great feeling having all that hard work paid off, and being in rehearsals with my castmates, with the person who plays the genie, the very talented Alana Ken, and I think I pronounced her last name wrong, and my wonderful co-star Ebony Penman, who plays Jasmine. She's absolutely fantastic, very talented, very, very great. Yeah, but it was really satisfying feeling being there and like singing and dancing and performing with all those people, and especially in a production which is Aladdin, a very beloved like movie from like the 1990s, and yes. has a Filipina in it, Lea Salonga, who sings for Jasmine. It was really
right.
Yeah, it was really, really great. It was really fun. It's really fun now, and you know, I can't wait to perform it on October. I can't wait.
Yes, at hindi na rin kami makapaghintay. We also can't wait to hear you and see you up on that stage representing everyone. And I know isa sa malaking support system mo dito ay ang iyong parents who are, yeah, nandito rin sila ngayon. So shout out kay Miss Liz, kay Sir Arian sa pagpunta dito at paghatid sa'yo. At all the way from the mountains,
yeah.
Blue Mountains. So kumusta yung growing up in Blue Mountains and then having all this opportunities na medyo malayo, nasa city halos lahat ng mga events. How was that for you?
I know how hard it is for my parents, because like all the opportunities are down here, and we live in a place where it's so isolated from all those like opportunities. But I really have to thank them, because for the last 4 years they've been really working hard, like for me and for them, you know. And I really have to thank my dad for always driving everywhere, no matter how tired he is, and I really love him for that. So that's he's really one of the reasons I want to be successful in this industry, And also my mom, because she helped me learn my lines for the audition. So I really had to thank her for that. Like an entire like week or two, she was really just like sitting there playing the role of Jasmine for me. So I have to thank her for that. And yeah, growing up in the Blue Mountains, it's actually okay. It's just weird being isolated from, being apart from the Filipino community as well, because about almost everybody in my school there aren't really any Filipinos. I think there's like three or four, including me. But being down here, being a part of this production and all these people, and, you know, thanks to the hard work of my family, I really, I'm able to get more opportunities. And yeah, it's just been a really great experience having them as my parents.
That's really sweet. And that's really amazing to hear. Yeah. And now, going back to Aladdin, the musical. So you said this is going to be shown sa October na. So malapit na. And I'm sure talagang super busy ka na with the rehearsals and everything. And ang daming mga songs na tumatak from that movie, kasi mga bata pa lang kami nung pinapanood namin si Jasmine at saka si Aladdin, A Whole New World.
Yes,
sobrang
yes.
Tumatak yung awitin na yan. Isa yung sa mga paborito kong Disney songs. Lagi ko rin kinakanta itong A Whole New World. And meron pang ibang mga songs. And meron kang inihanda na songs song performance today mula dito sa musical. So let's hear it from Zion Liliana.
Proud of your boy, I'll make you proud of your boy. Believe me, bad as I've been, ma, you're in for pleasant surprise. I've wasted time, I've wasted me. So say I'm slow for my age, a late bloomer. Okay, I agree that I've been one rotten kid. Some sun, some pride, and some joy. Though I'll get over these lousing up, messing up, screwing up times. You'll see, ma, now comes the better part. Someone's gonna make good, cross his stupid heart. Make good and finally make you proud of your boy. Tell me that I've been a louse and a loafer. You won't get a fight here, no ma'am. Say I'm a gold brick, a goof off, no good. But that couldn't be all that I am. Water flows under the bridge. Let it pass, let it go. There's no good reason that you should believe me, not yet. I know, but someday and soon I'll make you proud of your boy. Though I can't make myself taller or smarter or handsome or wise, I'll do my best. What else can I do? Since I wasn't born perfect like Dad or you, Mom, I will try hard to make you proud of your
Wow, yeah. Napakaganda naman, very soothing ang boses ni Zion. And I'm excited. And I imagine kita up on stage doing that performance and nakaka-proud. But dun sa song, Proud of Your Boy, minsan ba na nagkaroon ka ng ng pressure sa sarili mo to make the people around you proud of what you're doing?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. Ever since I was a kid, that's why whenever I sing the song, most of the time I almost cry, because it really holds a lot of meaning for me, because I really do want to make my mom proud, and I really love her. And yeah, I feel like when I grown up, I felt like I had this kind of pressure on me. I've been the only kid, so I feel like I have to always exceed and always have to do well to make my parents proud. Like it's always been a stress for me whenever I was a kid, but they've always reassured me that like they still love me no matter what. So yeah, but I still want to make them proud no matter what. So
wow, and I'm sure proud na proud sa'yo, lalo na doon sa mga moment na to, ang parents na talagang kinikilig sa every time na nakikita ka nilang kumakanta. And I've seen how they supported you even dun sa Karaoke Superstar, kung paano nila hinakot ang buong barangay all the way from Blue Mountains just to cheer and to support you. And that shows how much they love you. And Zion, earlier we're talking about yung naging journey mo sa pag-join dito sa musical na Aladdin. And I'm sure malaking bagay para sa mga kababayan natin ang representation. Dito ka na lumaki sa Australia, but your parents are both Filipinos, right?
Yeah.
How was it growing up in a different country and having a different culture also?
Yeah, it was really, I don't want to say too different because, well, for me, it was normal, but I know for them, it would have been a culture shock having to be to live in a different country to how they were raised. But I had a pretty normal childhood. They taught me Filipino, which I'm really, really thankful for. You know, I'm able to keep something from my culture. But I think that's
everything. Was it hard to learn the language?
Oh yeah. Well, my parents spoke it all the time when they were at home, so I kind of got used to it by saying that. And for some words, I just use context. And sometimes I try conversing with them in Filipino. And whenever we're at home, I speak Taglish. I really speak a lot of that. So, and I actually really know more than I really show. I understand it, but like speaking it is very hard because there are some words that I kind of mix up, or sometimes I just forget the words, but when they say it, I just like, oh, I know what that means.
Right.
So yeah, it's really, yeah, but it's really fun being Filipino, being part of the culture, and my family being Filipino. I love everything about it, so I'm very proud to be Filipino.
And what about the culture? Ano ba yung pinakang love mo sa Filipino culture?
Is it too cliche if I say Jollibee?
Oh, okay. Jollibee.
I love Jollibee. Yeah, I mean, every Filipino loves Jollibee. But I love the songs. I love the dances. I love the yung BBA. I love BBA.
Oh, basketball. Yeah.
I love the basketball. I actually went back to the Philippines for a basketball tournament, MBTC. And it was really, really cool seeing every, like Filipino Americans, Filipinos, Filipino Europeans, like seeing them all play their style of basketball and like being able to play in the country that we're all from. So that was just really a great experience being able to do that. So
yes, and dimension mo, ang dami mong mga activities. You're into sports, you're into music, you're into everything, alas lahat. Napaka-talented, but how do you balance that at your age 16? Parang ang daming nangyayari sa life mo at this point.
Yeah, I really don't. So I try my best. I try to budget the time that I have with studies and with the musical, and then basketball was taking up so much time. So I've kind of not given up on it, but kind of cut back a lot on that. It's really kind of tough because I'm in HSC now and there's a lot of content heavy work with the subjects I've chosen, and having to study a whole other play and music and harmonies and stuff and dances, and then having to remember the content. It's really kind of tough, but I'm trying my hardest. I'm trying my best, and I'm sure other people are trying their hardest too.
Right. And sa ganitong pagkakataon, how do ano yung routine mo right now? How do you do it in a day? Like, I spend 2 hours practicing and then 2 hours with schoolwork. How do you do that?
Honestly, my routine is really not good, and I really need to change it because I don't study as much as I have to, as much as I need to, and I really need to start doing that. So I need to change up my routine a lot. But with the play, I spend like an hour probably reading my script, and I spend all my free time listening to the songs so that I just kind of get it in my head. That's usually what I do. And Sundays are full day rehearsal, so I just spend all day doing that. So tomorrow I have a rehearsal, so I just spend all day doing that, and it's actually the thing I look forward to most every single week because it's just the most fun thing imaginable. So
Right. At 16, you seem like the most busiest. I mean, the busiest guy I know at the moment. Because in-imagine ko, parang nung 16 ako, ano ba mga pinaggagagawa ko sa buhay nung time na yon. But with you, parang planned out. But is that something that you and your parents parang talk about? Meron bang boundaries? Meron ba silang binibigay na limitations that, ano ba, tinatap ka nila, oh, Zion, please bawas muna or don't do this muna. So, you can focus on your studies or meron ba mga ganun?
Yeah, sometimes they give me some freedom, but they put their foot down when they need to, and I kind of need that. So yeah, they always ask me if I have homework, and they always help me with some stuff that I have trouble with. So yeah, and they always tell me to read my script, to practice. So yeah, if it wasn't for them, I think I would have just like immediately failed. So,
wow, grabe yeah. talaga yung support ng parents, ano. And this time, I know, ang dami mo na, there's a lot on your plate right now, pero ano pa ba yung gusto mong ma-achieve? I know may mga goals ka pa na gustong mangyari, and what are those?
I really wanna be an actor, like, full-time. I wanna be, like, a film, TV show, theater actor. It's really, I'm in love with the whole art, really. Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved acting, but I've never really wanted to try it because I always felt self-conscious of being judged because, you know, the whole stigma around people who are actors and just like, oh, like you probably never make it in the, it's like, it's a really rare thing to make it in the industry. So, and yeah, I was really nervous trying it out because I felt like I was going to get judged and from my friends and my stuff like that, like maybe I wasn't good enough. But my drama teacher, who I love, Miss Gill, Miss Chantel Gill, the wonderful woman she is, she really helped me with the drama and how to, like, you know, and she really got me into it. And now ever since I've done that, I was like, oh, I love this. I love doing this. I love telling stories as someone else or as myself. So, yeah, that's something I really want to do, and I really want to keep going forward with it. As I grow older, I want to go to America, probably do some stuff there, do stuff anywhere, really. I just love the whole thing.
Wow, it's great to know na nakikita mo yung sarili mo in these industries, and you have like that very clear goal na nakaset for yourself. Pero you mentioned ano na there are times na sabi kasi ni Mommy Liz kanina mahiyain ka daw.
Mm.
Bakit? Ano yung nagiging dahilan na kinakahiya mo?
I've always felt like I was gonna get judged, especially since I played basketball and all those people. I don't want to like put them into a stereotype or just like be too rude, but like not hyper masculine, but like, you know, mm-hmm. You get the thing. I can't really explain it, but yeah, I was always scared to try acting because of that. But Once I did do acting and started going to like Richmond and like being Fantasia and like being with all those people, it's that all went away because starting off with the drama, I was always scared to get judged by my friends. But once I mm-hmm. did it, they were all there. They were all really supportive. I'm just like, oh, this is really cool. This is really fun. And then when I went to Fantasia, all that went away because if you're in a room with people who love what they do and love the same things that you do, and they're all doing the same thing, why would you feel judged if everybody else there are doing the exact same thing you're doing and they love it probably even more than you do? So yeah, that's when all the shyness, yes. like when like the fear, the stage fright probably went away
mm-hmm.
because all those people love the same exact thing that we are all doing. So yeah.
Right. So right now, do you feel na anything kaya mo nang gawin?
Kind of. Honestly, I just really want to act. Mm-hmm. So if any producers are watching.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they can hear you now. Yeah. And that's a great I guess motivation din para sa iyo, no, na marami ring mga activities, community events around na nagsho-showcase ng mga performances and talents of Filipino Australians around the state. And aside from those, yun ba yung first performance mo on stage, this Aladdin?
I did a drama performance for my school, which is not on the same scale as Aladdin, but that was my first like acting performance, I think, on stage was with my drama. It was a somewhat true tale, The Somewhat True Tale of Robin Hood. It went pretty well. And yeah, after that, I did Richmond. This is my second one. And yeah, it's on a much larger scale than I'd expected. And it's just the greatest thing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does it help yung pag-join mo sa mga school activities? Like, yung mga school drama para ma-build yung confidence?
Yeah, it really helped being able to experience it. To be able, like, getting to know the terminology, like blocking and, like, crossing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it really helped getting into the mindset and helping me understand the terminology and what I need to do on stage. And, you know, and our wonderful director, Jake, he's really helping me with stuff now, like staging, blocking. And, like, yeah, and he's really great at doing that. He's really helpful. And, yeah, being able to perform with him is great.
That's really amazing. And I'm sure marami ka pang performances na dapat abangan ng mga kababayan natin. Hindi lang ng Filipino community, kundi ng buong Australia. And you're trying to learn Tagalog songs as well?
Yeah.
How is it?
Going pretty well. I'm okay at it. If I listen to it a lot and listen mm-hmm. to it frequently and sing it frequently, I get used to it. But some words are hard because some words yes. are like very compressed together and like yeah. But I think I'm getting better at it, and I hope if I'm singing one today, I will be able to perform it well.
Yes, and we will try that. Dahil dyan, we will let you sing a Tagalog song. So this is called Pasilio.
Yes.
And okay, let's hear it from Zion.
Maglakad ka ng dahan-dahan sa pasilyo tungo sa akin at hinawakan mo ako at aking dinapigilan maluhan ng mayakap na ikaw at ikaw. Ikaw at ikaw. Ikaw at ikaw. Ikaw at ikaw.
And I want to take this time to shamelessly plug my musical Aladdin, the junior musical. Buy your tickets at Fantasia Showstoppers, October 4th, 5th, 6th, 11th, and 12th. I'd also like to thank the Lorino family, Lorenzo Garcia family, a lot of people. I need to remember their names. And I want to thank Jake, David, Romina, Lauren, Lonnie, and Maya for helping us get this production all together. I really want to thank you guys so much for also casting me. Birds out there.
Ikaw at ikaw. Ikaw at ikaw. Ikaw at ikaw. Ikaw at ikaw.
Wow, Pasilio by Sunkissed Lola na kinanta ni Zion. Napakaganda, napakahusay. Thank you so much para sa awitin na yan, Zion.
No problem.
Kanina, sa mga kakabukas lang ng mga radyo o umahabol sa usapan natin, ang dami na naming napag-usapan tungkol sa kanyang buhay, sa kanyang Aladdin musical, and syempre dun sa mga gusto pa niya, ayun sa mga goals pa na gusto niyang ma-achieve. Pero marami tayong listeners here in Australia, mga kabataan, and also others na merong mga talent that they really just keeping it to themselves. But I'm sure maraming opportunities, maraming platform para sa kanila. Ano yung message mo for them?
Please don't keep it to yourself. The world would be much more interesting if you showed off your talent, because I, for one, was really, I'm like you, I was really self-conscious when I was younger, because, you know, the you know, people looking at me and like judging me, I was always scared to get judged. But as you get older, you can, that kind of goes away. But yeah, but just show it off. There's always someone somewhere out there that'll love what you do. There's always going to be someone out there that loves what you do. If not your parents, if not them, it's always going to be you. So you love what you do, just go ahead and do it.
Wow, that's really important. So if it's not anyone else, it's you. Importante na ikaw mismo naniniwala ka sa sarili mong talent, sa sarili mong kakayahan. And with that, I really wanted to thank you, Zion, for
you
your time.
Thank you for having me back here. Thank
yes.
you so much.
And once again, kailan mapapanood ang Aladdin musical?
October 4th, 5th, 6th, 11th, and 12th of October. Please come watch. I think it'll be really, really fun. It's definitely going to be such a great show. It's such a wonderful cast, such wonderful people, such wonderful songs. So if you really want to just have fun, please come. Please come along.
Yes, malapit na at kilalanin si Zion bilang si Aladdin ngayong darating na Oktubre. At syempre, lagi din kayong tumutok at makinig dito sa SBS Filipino sa Love Down Under para sa iba pa nating mga kwentuhan at tugtugan dahil every weekend ang dami nating mga hatid na kwento para sa inyo. I thank you and God bless. Happy, happy weekend everyone!
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.